cackle of geese. More fun than a room full of wombats. Able to reach huge audiences with a single broadcast.
Listen, coming from that speaker, it's talk radio.
It's an audio extravaganza.
It's the Outdoor Journal.
Yes, it's the Outdoor Journal radio show. Champion of equal rights for people who like to fish, hunt, camp, and otherwise play outside. Valiant, courageous fighter who fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the Canadian outdoors. And now, another exciting episode in the adventures of Outdoor Journal Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Angelo Viola, Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Outdoor Journal Radio over there, Stephen Labadie and Derek Rendeo in charge.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Yourself?
Great.
How come you're not out trout fishing? This is the opening of trout season.
Because I'm working.
Oh. All right.
I don't trout fish either.
Well, that might have something to do with it. A wonderful week. Very busy in the in this world, for sure. A lot of good things to get to. First, I want to remind folks, as I do each and every week, about the fishingcanada.com sweepstakes giveaway, which now has two separate events going on. The first one is a Mercury outboard motor, four-stroke, 2.5 outboard motor. We're giving away. We have eight more to give away. We started with 10. We have eight more to give away, and we're going to give one away every month until December, I believe, it ends. Or November, something like that.
Somewhere around there.
It's close. You do the math. I can't count.
It's a long way away.
Eight. Eight. If you give away one every month, and you have eight, Stephen, you write that down. We'll work it out after the show.
I'll put that.
Yeah,
I'll write it down.
We'll figure it out. Between us, I'm sure we got that one under control. And the next one is going to be gone April 30th.
Yes.
Coming up very soon. 6 days, as a matter of fact. And the way you win is it's quite simple. You go to fishingcanada.com, and there you'll see a contest button, widget, whatever you call those things.
A button.
And then you push said button, and it'll take you to the contest page. You fill out the necessary information, and you answer a skill testing question. And if you don't feel confident in your ability to answer that question, there is a hint button that you push, and it will take you to the right answer. And you put the right answer in, and off you go about your business for the day. And then you come back the next day, 24 hours later, and you do it again and again and again. The more ballots you have in the box, the better your chance of winning the Mercury motor.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because I'm still getting people confused about that. Okay. Now, where it does get, and I have to admit, now it gets confusing, though. So you've done that, right? You did that. You went to fishcan.com. You pushed the contest button. Mm-hmm. You went to the Mercury 2.5 giveaway. You filled out all of the necessary, the pertinent information, including the right answer. You push the hint button to get the right answer. You go back. You put it in. Say, good. I am good to go. I'm out of here, right? It's done. You're finished for the day, right?
For that one.
Right. Now it gets complicated because now what you need to do is go into the boat motor trailer giveaway.
Mm-hmm.
It's a separate package. A separate giveaway, separate contest, separate virtual drum, separate ballot. See, a lot of folks are thinking, my job is done here. Well, it's not. Now, if you want a chance to win the boat, motor, and trailer, you need to do the same thing. And that is enter the pertinent information. You need to go to the skill testing question. You need to search it out, put it in. Now you're done. Now you're ready to go for the day.
And do it again tomorrow.
And then do it again tomorrow if you want to win or have a chance to. Although I say that, but, you know, I mean, it's all luck, right? So I'm a big person. I believe in odds. I like to stack the odds in my favor.
Makes sense.
So the more you put in, the better your chance of winning either or both. Somebody asked me the other day. Somebody said to me the other day, so what happens if I win an outboard motor? Can I still win the boat motor trailer? And I said, you can. Can't you?
No. Read the rules.
Oh, see? You can't.
If you win the motor this year, you can't win a Fishing Canada contest until
right.
2021.
So then you might say, well, geez, I'm just going to go into the one contest, the big contest.
Oh, I wouldn't do that.
Well, no. Because your chances of winning both of them are the same, exactly. Whether you have it both or in one.
Exactly.
So, you know, winning is winning.
Yeah.
Winning is winning. Very
winning
simple.
Winning a motor, winning a boat, it's the best.
Exactly.
There you have to go. Win both.
There you go. This week's, and that's all happening at Fish, did I mention fishingcanada.com? Mm-hmm. That's where that's happening. All right. What else? Oh, this week's guests. Schlorfy, who has always told us he loves turkey hunting, and this he loves turkey hunting. Whether he sees a turkey or not, it's irrelevant. He just loves turkey hunting. Guess what? This is turkey hunting season. So Bradley Schlorf is out turkey hunting, apparently. And so filling in for him today will be Kerry Schmidt, who's been on the program once or twice before. He is in Aurora, OPP in Aurora. And he's going to talk to us, you know, give us a real-world perspective on what's happening on the front lines during this pandemic. Also, he might be able to fill us in on what happened or what is happening with the trout opener.
Oh, yeah.
Which is undergoing right now, I think. Yeah, started last night at midnight.
I wonder if people are listening to us while fishing.
What do you think?
Most likely.
What are the odds on that? All right. Laurie Marcel is the executive director of NOTO, Nature and Outdoor Tourism Ontario, and she is the voice of all of the lodge owners in Northern Ontario, the lodge owners, resorts, outfitters, etc. And she's going to talk to us today because this is also spring bear hunt time, which starts next Saturday, May 1st.
Yes.
And so we thought we'd bring her on and talk to her about how this whole pandemic is affecting that. Our very own, the lovely, the talented Mr. Peter Bowman will be joining us to talk to us. I wanted to know what he's doing. What is he doing?
Because you haven't seen him for a while, right?
To keep himself occupied. What's he doing? You know? I know what I'm doing. I just want to know what he's doing. Together yesterday on an interesting project. We'll talk about that. A few weeks ago, we had a spokesperson on for the Metropolitan Zoo, and she came on to talk to us about the activities that were happening there. And lo and behold, a week after she was on, Katie Gray was on the program. She is Strategic Communications Manager for the Toronto Zoo. And so she was talking to us about all these cool things that you could do at the zoo. And I was going to go and see that lunar thing that they're doing.
Yes.
I thought that was so cool. And lo and behold, a week after she was on the program, everything shut down. So we thought we needed to get an update. And joining us this morning will be the CEO of the Toronto Zoo, the CEO. Like, you guys didn't hold back on this one, did you?
I'm going up, man.
Dolph DeYoung will be joining us to talk to us about how you cope with this at the zoo. Like, you know, it's one thing to shut your company down, you know, company shut down and turn the lights off, lock the doors, everybody goes home. Mm-hmm. And then whenever we get out of this thing, you come back and hopefully pick things up and off you go. Not so at the zoo.
No.
Think about it. You don't shut the lights off and go home. You have animals there. So we want to find out what's going on. And more importantly, how are they coping with the financial stress of having to feed these animals without an income? So anyways, Dolph DeYoung will be joining us to talk to us about that. Mayor Mike Vandersteen from Sheboygan, Wisconsin, who is the vice chair of the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Cities Initiative, will be joining us to talk to us about Asian carp.
Mm-hmm.
They had a program, I think we talked about it, I know we talked about it last year in October, about a program that they had just unveiled that will be completed in 2022, I believe. And it has to do with a series of dams, et cetera, and we want to find out how we're making out, because the big fear there, of course, is Asian carp getting up into the Great Lakes, which some people will tell you they're already there.
Yeah, that's
some
true.
People will tell you it's too late. The barn door has been left open too long. The horses are gone.
Yeah.
But anyways, we'll talk to somebody who can maybe fill in some of the gaps for us. Mayor Mike Vandersteen from Sheboygan, Wisconsin, will join us. The province of Ontario decided to go ahead with the trout fishing season, which opened today, mm-hmm. last night, actually, at midnight. There was a lot of controversy surrounding that decision. I was one of the ones that said that's not a good idea. we should have done something about that. But anyways, it's going as we speak. We invited New Brunswick's Minister of Energy and Resource Development, the Honorable Mike Holland, will be joining us this morning. They are one of the jurisdictions, one of the many jurisdictions that saw fit to postpone the opening of their season and wait this thing out before we just say, hey, it's okay to go fishing, mm-hmm. right? So we'll find out from Mike what his thinking was on all that. A lot of grounds to cover, my friends. But first, a little behind-the-scenes look at Canada's most-watched fishing show on Global Television Network, Coast to Coast to Coast. This is one of the rare double-location shoots that we have. And here's a little trivia question. In case you're ever playing trivia and somebody wants to stump you, I'll give you the answer to this one, and then you say, aha, and they'll think you're a genius.
Okay.
This is not the first time that the Fishing Canada show has done a double-location episode.
Really?
That's right. In fact, for a couple of seasons, that's all we did.
That's cool.
Yeah. A couple of seasons. Every episode had two locations. There you go. So if anybody asks you, is this episode that's on TV today on Global Television Network, is it a one of a kind? Is it the only time that Fishing Canada show has done a double location episode?
It'll be a no.
And you can say no. In fact, they did two full seasons of it. There you go. Because I know you and your buddies play that kind of
thing. Yeah, Fishing Canada trivia. Yeah, I do it every night.
Yeah. Anyways, this is a great episode. It's about carp. And one part of the episode originated from Port Perry, Ontario, or Lake Scugog, carp fishing. Mr. Bowman was out there with Will Machette, local carp fishing aficionado.
Mm-hmm.
And the other half, in fact, was on. And it was the Fishing Canada Carp Cup, last year's Carp Cup Fish Off, the championship that took place on the St. Lawrence River. Exciting episode. You don't want to miss it. All about carp. Of course, if you're watching this or listening to this show, you're probably not paying a whole lot of attention to TV.
No.
So
go to www.fishingcanada.com. Click on episode schedule, the next broadcast date's right there, or check it out on Global BC Channel at 1 o'clock.
That's right.